Rich Alex.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with you for the next hour, coast to coast and everywhere in between, including the all-important flyover states. Very important lately, the president is on a bus trip through Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois as well, while many of the Republicans just spent some time in Iowa, and they're wrapping things up, sizing it up, sizing the people up and what they think about the politics of the time, focused on the economy, on the deficit, on the lack of jobs. That's a familiar theme, no matter who's running and what they're running for. They are blaming the other guy. So what ultimately is the solution? The president thinks he has found the solution. He was talking about it earlier to some folks in Iowa, and he's taking that message through the rest of the places in the Midwest that I just mentioned. Here's the prez.
My basic attitude is, we know what to do. I'll be putting forward, when they come back in September, a very specific plan to boost the economy, to create jobs, and to control our deficit. And my attitude is, get it done. And if they don't get it done, then we'll be running against a Congress that's not doing anything for the American people, and the choice will be very stark and will be very clear.
All right, so he's saying, the president's saying, get it done, get it done, get it done. Do you buy what he's selling, or is this more campaigning? And as I said, this is what everybody's talking about. Forget illegal immigration. Forget guns. Forget marijuana. Think of anything that we've been talking about. Forget gay marriage. Forget all of that stuff. The focus is going to absolutely be economy, jobs, economy, jobs. That's it. Through 2012, up to 2012, the election, the whole thing. That's what it's about. So if somebody really gets it right, you know, you keep hearing the same mantra, tax the rich, go after the rich. And then you have Mitt Romney saying, corporations are people too. No, he kind of misspoke there. There are people in the corporation. They're not all bad guys. What's interesting is Warren Buffett did say, and he is the wise Buddha. Everybody goes to Warren Buffett when they want financial advice. The billionaire who's now giving so much of his money away. He says that rich Americans should pay higher taxes. And he says, why don't they tax me more? Why do I want to be coddled by Congress? He's saying that higher taxes do not dampen job growth. That's him. And he, of course, is the chief executive of Berkshire Hathaway. He wrote an op-ed piece that was published in the Times on Monday. And that's what the focus was. The taxes should shoot up on Americans who make at least $1 million a year. And that the poor and the middle class who fight in Afghanistan, while other Americans are struggling just to make ends meet, he says the mega rich continue to get an extraordinary tax break. Interesting, because the day that it was published, it became an applause line for the president, who you just heard, who used it to hammer home that call for taxes on the rich, because he could point to what Buffett had said. And he specifically used it to say, you're paying more than that. I think you're a little less wealthy than Warren Buffett. You know, he flipped it around. By the way, as this was thrown out there after he did that piece in the Times, he mentioned that his federal tax bill, including income and payroll taxes, this is income and payroll taxes, was $6,938,744. $744. 744. It sounds big, doesn't it? But what he went on to say is that was only 17.4% of his taxable income. So he said it was actually lower than was paid by any of the other 20 people in the office. They all paid more. They didn't make anywhere near any of that. So he's pushing that. He's saying that he's been coddled long enough and billionaires have been coddled long enough. So why aren't they doing that? Why aren't they pushing that number up? See, here's the thing, though. Honestly, Buffett is an exception. Buffett is an exception in a way, because you look at the corporations who hire the people, unless you know an entrepreneur who has a very small and friendly company and he wants to hire you, you still have big major players, the Ciscos, the IBMs, the Dells, a lot of them computer-related, Apple. Think of any big corporation. You could even go into the retail industry, Macy's, Neiman Marcus if you want, Saks Fifth Avenue, whatever. And the bottom line is they're going to continue. The corporations hire the people. They're going to continue, and they would theoretically fall into that rich business category. They're going to continue to ship jobs elsewhere because they can get it done cheaper. And when the economy's, especially when the economy's so out of whack, that's what it's about. They're going to look for their break, and their break is not coming. And so when they've got to pay, when the corporation has to pay the higher tax, what is the incentive for them to hire Americans back? And the answer is they're not going to do it. Remember, they're not going to do it. You keep hearing this thing about, okay, well, the payroll taxes, and we'll lop that off, and we'll provide incentives to hire people. But those incentives are still not there. There still is, and I'm not giving the corporations a pass, because I think they really, really, really top, in some cases, toppled the economy years ago by outsourcing, because it was a cheaper, bigger, badder way to make more revenue, but it was also a way to produce less in the United States of America, and it just kept happening until some economies just shut down, like in manufacturing, for example. You could look at the clothing industry that used to be such a thriving business. And yes, there are boutiques, and yes, there are people who make clothes in the United States, but not on the level that they used to, not in New York City the way they used to. There were so many people that had jobs in that fashion industry that no longer exist, because those clothes are being made in other countries much cheaper, and the tax breaks for the corporation are big enough that they take them, they grab the brass ring and want nothing to do with producing things in the United States. That is what has to somehow turn around. That's where the break really, really has to come. If you're going to get those jobs back, that's where it has to happen. And then I think you have a flat tax anyway. If you have a flat tax, you don't have any exceptions and deductions and all of that, then it's fair. Just make it fair across the board. Then you have to separate all the categories, right? You might have a different opinion. 800-259-5791. A little odds and ends. We're going to throw it in the mix next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved.
Nothing. All right, I promised we would mix in a little of those odds and ends. How often do we talk about the weather on this show? Come on. A ton. We haven't actually, luckily, had tornado damage that we've focused on. We haven't had a tsunami to talk about. We haven't had a hurricane with massive damage to talk about. But we do have flash floods in the tri-state area. And some of you are listening to us there. And for those of you in other places who say, what's the tri-state area? You know, we were talking about New York and New Jersey and Connecticut. You could throw Connecticut in there. Well, it's like a monsoon. They've had record rains and flash floods. So while so many other people are parched in Texas and Oklahoma and other parts of the Southwest, you can't buy a raindrop. You know, over the weekend there was a little bit of rain, but it was so, it would be like if you had your hose on the lowest amount of trickle of water that you could have it on for a couple of hours. That's what it was like. So in the meantime, it's a much different story in the Northeast, where they're just getting pummeled with this weather. So, you know, in coping with flash floods, that's a difficult thing when you're driving, because you're assuming it's almost like an optical illusion in some cases. That sounds weird to say, but you know, some areas, low-lying areas where you think it's okay, and you look to the side of the road, and the next thing you know, you're hydroplaning, or you're just, the car is just buried in water. For example, like they had rain in New York, in the New York City kind of area, a place called Lido Beach, 11 inches in Lido Beach on Long Island. It's a lot. Staten Island. They had to rescue a bunch of people because they were trapped, and the reason they were trapped, they lived in a hotel on a lower level, and the basement, you know, the room was flooded, so they had a gush of water that killed the elevator's electronics, and they couldn't get to the people, and they were calling 911. They had a lot of different stories like that. And a couple of people shared their stories in New Jersey. One, doesn't it sound like a Jersey name? Sam Focaccia and Helga Nelson both talked about the floods and dealing with it and the roads that were just not there and how it was kind of like a river.
The bridge held out, but, you know, the overflow was so much that it just, you know, washed the roads out on both sides. It is what it is. You know, you just don't plan. They had a, you know, 10-inch rainfall here. It was just, you know, it just does not happen every day. So, you know, you just deal with it. That's what it is.
When I looked out my windows this morning, it just, I had to cry. I mean, there was just no holding it back. I knew what I was going to see in the morning, but just the actuality of it was just too much. It was just torrents of water flowing by. It was kind of like the Colorado River instead of a lake.
Oh, yeah, that would be, you know what, that would be scary to deal with that. A little bit of rain, that's good. A lot of rain, But then when you get to that point where the flash floods or the rivers, as she was talking about, in your backyard, you know you're just stuck. And the damage that can do, boy, is just absolutely brutal. Let's talk about a couple of other things, certainly that have, besides, believe it or not, politics, that have made news or are worth mentioning. And not all of the news, believe it or not, is negative. And thank goodness we're going to tell you about some that wasn't negative, like this, the Dow closing up over 200 points on Monday. So that's a third straight session of what was the week before up and down and crazy drops and then big rises or gains. So there was a gain of more than 7%, and that's been huge because in the last couple of weeks it's been very, very, very rocky. So that would have to be on everyone's radar if they have any kind of a 401k. You know, I keep going back to that. It is gambling, but there are definitely people that have something in the stock market. If your company in any way is matching anything, or you're lucky and it's a company that really is taking care of you on that front, then it makes sense because you've got something in there, and it depends on what the basket of stocks are and how you enroll, probably once a year. Sometimes they have it where it's, you know, twice a year. So the good news is basically that's up. That's up. That's a good thing. An up day on a Monday, especially when people are lethargic from the weekend. Here's the other thing worth mentioning. The world is all about Snap, Crackle, Pop right now, especially in the Middle East, and it's more about the crack than anything else. Muammar Gaddafi still stands, folks. How often did we talk about what happened first in Egypt, and well, what happened in Tunisia, then Egypt, what's going on in Syria, what's happening in Libya? We pumped some money into this. I mean, sure, whatever. It was artillery, bombs, whatever. We're just part of NATO. It's not our deal. Baloney, because we are the biggest chunk of NATO. So forces that are loyal to Gaddafi fired a Scud missile over the weekend into a rebel area, but the missile didn't reach the target, so that was good. It was 50 miles outside of, it landed 50 miles east of Brega, so in the desert. I just have in my mind this giant missile just poof. Can you see that? Like a cartoon. Poof. And then it's just down in the dirt. So it's good that it didn't hit the intended target. But still, nobody's hit Gaddafi. This guy is so good, nobody can get him. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? So, Gaddafi stands, and the U.S. talks about, and really the U.S. is trying to take that back role now. Others are talking about even on a government website, they're saying that that you know he's pushing, he's trying to help the people. He's it's like, of course, it's the government website, but that Gaddafi wants to comfort the people of the land and blah blah blah, on and on with a bunch of nonsense and rhetoric, and their forces have been hit in certain areas. So you got pro-Gaddafi snipers that are holed up in buildings in the main square, where you had rebels firing at them with rocket-propelled grenades. And you get all these snippets of reports. The rebels say they've got 80% of one of the cities of al-Zawahi under their control, but they're calling it, I love this word, a fluid situation. Fluid. How long has this been going on? How long has this been going on in Libya, this dance? It's been going on now for 150 days, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood. So it's not a cinch by an inch. To me, it doesn't seem like it's working. I think that this continues. I think this is just going to continue to go on through the end of the year. Remember the NATO airstrikes that were helping the rebels? That started in March. That was after the UN Security Council approved the resolution, remember? That the civilians had to be protected. And when our president said, this is what America's about. It's a humanitarian thing. So it goes on 5 months into this thing. 5 months into this. And still, they're not any closer. They're not any closer to getting Gaddafi. They're not. NATO on one side, Gaddafi on the other. I mean, there's a question. You think they're going to get this guy? What happens here? What's going to happen? Does NATO slurk away? Does this continue? Is this going to be going on for a year? In March, will we still be talking about, yeah, they think they're getting closer to Gaddafi's forces, and they've tried to take them out, but no success yet. No success so far. We'll take a few. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on any or all of it, please do. 800-259-5791.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Another edition of We Can Count. It's all about the numbers, and we're going to do that. We're going to talk about radiation in Fukushima and some of the monitoring that's being done. Do you think we're being lied to as to how much of it spread to other parts of the world? Oh, just a little bit. We think it's just a little bit. We found traces in the milk in Colorado, but nothing to worry about. Whenever you say radiation, traces of it, milk, it's not a health hazard. I think if I had some children and I was being told that, I wouldn't be too happy. Doesn't mean I'm going to pick up and move. But of course, you know, this is what usually tends to be the norm. Info is thrown out there. It's dissected and then kind of forgotten about. Then something happens and it comes back around again. Like at that plant. Oh, it's all safe. No worries. We're trying desperately. Although I don't know that they ever said it's all safe, but we're trying desperately to do what we can to cool the reactors, and we feel like we're getting ahead of it. Do I sound like I'm throwing out some spin? Just add Japanese to the mix, and you understand what I mean. But I think in so many cases with the information that was laid out there, it was very misleading, which is why you had anyone who knew anything about nuclear reactors, anything to do with power plants and overheating and possibilities of radiation, all that stuff, they were all hurrying to get to Japan so they could help out in the situation with that plant. Absolutely. We'll talk about that during We Can Count. But before we get there, let's go to Daniel in Minnesota. Hey, Daniel. All right, Daniel dropped. Daniel fled. I started talking about radiation. He's like, oh, he's going down the radiation thing. Forget it. I'm moving on. Nah, I'm just teasing. 800-259-5791 if you want to take a turn in the till here on ATN. All right, a couple of things worth mentioning. I was just going round and round a little bit about a few odds and ends, and lately it seems that we don't do enough of the good stuff. And some of you have told me that. You're like, whoa, what's going on? I mean, we're depressed. We're looking for a lift from the show. Don't worry. Coming back, we've got Nail the Score as soon as football season kicks in. And trust me, it's going to be here before you know it, like in a month. Can you believe that, Matt, that football is going to be here in a month?
I am very excited. I've been watching a couple preseason games. I'm trying to get my fantasy football team all squared away because I haven't really paid attention to the players changing teams just because of the lockout. And so right. I've been watching the preseason games and like, oh, that's right, Matt Hasselbeck's on the Titans, and just kind of seeing where everyone has ended up, and because you don't want to come to your draft unprepared. So I gotta brush up.
Yeah, the draft is good for that, though. Fantasy football is good for keeping up with everybody, but we this is just preseason stuff, and I've watched a little bit of the preseason. To me, I'm so uninterested in it. I'm not uninterested in what's going on in the NFL, the player moves and whatnot, but I'm definitely uninterested in what's happening with the games. If there is a team or a player that's on the cusp of could make it, could be seeing more action, might be someone you look at, I get that. But otherwise, the preseason,
you watch about the first quarter, and then then it's over.
Yeah, the starters are in for a couple of, 10, 12 plays or whatever. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, and so it gets a little boring. And also, what takes a little bit of the fun out of it is there's no team on Hard Knocks this year, which kind of adds a little intrigue to preseason because you can follow somebody's story and see them on game day and be like, oh, I wonder if this kid's going to make the team or not. But there's none of that this year, so it takes a little bit of it away.
Yeah, I agree. I love Hard Knocks. I liked when they did the Jets last time out, but I wanted to mention this, too, and really I could have, I guess, thrown this into odds and ends, but we haven't done a sports shorts. We're going to have sports shorts again tomorrow. We haven't talked that much about sports, so here we are mentioning about the football season and bringing Nail the Score back. Don't forget, it'll be on Thursdays. And, of course, it's in our third hour, so remember that third hour. But there were some headlines from the world of sports that we can throw in here, including Jim Thome with his 600th home run. That is very big because you think of the home run chases in the past, and you think of how exciting it is for a player like him because – I feel pretty confident that this guy isn't on anything. He's a purist, let's put it that way. And I really like Jim Thome. I've really, really liked this guy in the journeyman he's become in baseball. He is 40 years old, and he is a great power hitter. In fact, I want you to hear what that sounded like. Check it out.
Here's the 2-1 on the way to Thome. Curveball hit in the air to left field. That's hit well. Young is back at the fence. It is gone. Jim Thome has hit his 600th. Jim Thome becomes the eighth man in the history of Major League Baseball to hit 600 home runs.
Yeah, so how
just
about
that? It's over. You know, I mean, the journey, you know, the build-up and the hype, you know, and to get it over with, you know, just what a sigh of relief. You envision, is it ever going to happen? You don't know. You know, at 40 years old, approaching 41, you don't know. I mean, you know, I never tried to take it for granted. I never once said, you know, this is going to happen. I mean, 600 homers. How could you ever imagine that? You know, but you just play the game, you go out, and I think longevity has really really been very big. Kind of surreal, you know, and it's a neat thing. It really is. It's just a great night. It's a great night to share it with my teammates there at home plate, my family, obviously. I love all of you. And, you know, it's just it's a very, very special night. Very special.
You have to love it, too, because he got a standing ovation, and he should have, from the Detroit folks when he came around the bases. That is a huge milestone. You heard right there they were saying the eighth guy to do it. Only eight people have done that. And there's no questions about Tommy with, was he on steroids, any of that kind of stuff. That never has swirled around him. So I say bravo. That is a huge, huge moment. And as he said, you could tell he's talking about longevity, how big that was. 40 years old, and he's still in the game, and he's still hitting them out. Huge. Matt, you're a Minnesota fan. That's a big deal for Minnesota.
It finally gives us something to cheer about this year because it's been a little rough on my Twins. We haven't really had the best year. So that was the one kind of moment where we're out of the postseason. We're not going to the playoffs. It's the one thing where you kind of look forward to it. And then he hit back-to-back home runs in at-bats, you know, 599 and 600 tonight. And it was pretty crazy. It was awesome. I was actually – we were doing an interview, and I was a little distracted during it because I was watching it live, and it's just one of those cool things to see. I've always liked Jim Thome, and like you said, he's not like the other people who are in the 600 club other than, you know, Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron. There's a lot of steroid clouds around them, and Jim Thome is one that has always been a purist.
Yeah. Yeah, I say bravo. I've always liked Thome. Good for him. See how many more he ends up hitting. I don't think he's going to stop at 600. We'll see. But he certainly hits the milestone, and that part is very, very big. All right, let's move from that to a story that I wanted to mention before. I don't know what it is about people and pictures and I guess thinking that they're safe and they're not. But this crazy story about Niagara Falls, how many people listening to this show have ever been to Niagara Falls? You know, I've been there twice in my life, once as a kid and once as an adult. And the falls, they're different than I thought. The falls, when you hear that water, is incredible rush of that water coming down. It depends on where you are, what side you're looking at. And, of course, you take pictures by the falls. You can see them over your shoulder, all that sort of stuff. Well, there was a 19-year-old Japanese student who was swept over the falls and was presumed, of course, drowned after falling from the railing on the Canadian side of the river. And she was visiting with a friend, and it happened on Sunday. She climbed over the railing, straddled it while holding an umbrella, lost her balance, and fell into the water when she tried to climb back over. So that's all she was doing. And she lost the balance, and she fell in about 80 feet or so upstream from the Horseshoe Falls. So they've got tape of this, and it's just another one of those tragic accidents. And they haven't found the body yet. But then while they were looking for the body, they found the remains of an unidentified man that came up from the whirlpool that below the falls and fished him out, and that death seems to be unrelated. And so they don't know who, and they're trying to identify the body, but they're trying to, and they think it might be a college student, but they're also trying to find this woman who was a college student and just overstepped the safety railing. I don't get it. Why are people doing that, to pose for pictures or whatever? I don't see how you think you're safe when you see and you look down below, and that's a very tragic thing. We can count next.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Matt's going to be disappointed, and probably some of you as well, especially since she really glammed up. But topping We Can Count, I thought it'd be a little bit fun to talk about this. TLC canceled Kate Plus 8. The last show is going to air September 12th. You know, that reality show. Can we hear that again? Kate Gosselin, what will she do? Yes, her twin daughters and set of sextuplets all stuffed into that weekly series. TLC says, nah, they just weren't getting those ratings, apparently. You know, that's the thing. They got greedy and their lives changed. Because then it was interesting at first. You had John, you had Kate, you had the kids and all of the conflict. The marriage dissolves, all the nutty things happen and be played out in the tabloids. They divorce a couple of years ago. And it just killed it. So by the time the show does reach its peak, it will have hit the 150-episode mark, though. How about that? And they did say that they want to check in periodically with specials. That means they get to pay them less. But those kids still will not be out of the sp- spotlight. All right, this is kind of a crazy thing. And it was in the form of a question, the headline I saw, and it caught my attention and would catch yours, I'm sure. Is 94-year-old Zsa Zsa Gabor going to be a mother? What? All right, so let your imagination run wild. Here's the deal. She's got the kooky husband. He's Von Anhalt or whatever his name is. Just call him crazy with the German accent. He's saying that a baby-making procedure will cost about $100,000. He's saying that the money is so tight for the couple that he's going to auction her clothing, her fur coats, and her memorabilia, including the dress that she wore when she famously slapped the cop. So this is one of his ideas. It is one of his ways to continue Zsa Zsa's life, I guess. And that's the idea that I can't even talk about it, that she's going to have a baby. They could do some kind of an implant thing. You can implant 94 and out of it. Is there just something wrong with that? I think something's not right with that. Well, I don't know how long my wife's going to last, so we have some interests here, and I think it'd be in the best interest to get her pregnant through artificial means. Ugh. All right, let's move on to something a little more interesting. How about this? You know, they always talk about the threshold of exercising, that, oh, you have to exercise for at least a half an hour or 45 minutes or an hour or, you know, whatever it is. So now they're saying, studies are showing, that 15 minutes of exercise can actually help. There is much more evidence, anyway, of that. And what the study is showing, they did a study in Taiwan, good place for that, right? They're suggesting that 15 minutes of moderate exercise a day can lead to a longer life anyway. As long as you did something physical, every 15 minutes of exercise reduces the risk of death by another 4% compared to being completely inactive. In a study that they're publishing, and this is a group of people, by the way, from the Harvard School of Public Health, they're saying that people who did at least 15 minutes a day of moderate physical activity had a 14% lower risk of heart disease compared with the inactive people. And they did these tests or followed 36 studies of people from North America and Europe, and that's what they found. Here's the problem. Could somebody please do a study on the motivational factors of getting yourself in the mood to exercise? Isn't that the hardest deal? That's the hardest deal, right, guys? I read a story one time, this was years ago, that if you have trouble, like, getting up to exercise, that what you should do is sleep in your running clothes or your workout clothes, gym clothes, whatever. And I'm thinking, how comfortable would that be to sleep in your Nikes? I'm ready to go. The second the alarm clock rings, I'm going to roll out of bed. I have my clothes on and I have no excuses. That's what's going to happen. I'm going right for the treadmill. I'm not even going to drink any coffee, squeeze any orange juice, none of that. I am prepared to do what I have to do. I guess it's, for some people, maybe it's a good idea. But I think even that wouldn't work for a lot of other people. Yeah. I mean, let's face it. It's tough. It's tough to get out there because we all have that time constraint thing, right? Unless you have a built-in gym, I guess, in your house. Or you have some other piece of paraphernalia that helps you work out, I think. How about the Planet of the Apes? Maybe you just don't eat the buttery popcorn and that saves some calories. But the Planet of the Apes, if you go to see it, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, by the way, which we talked about with our movie man, Stephen Showhead. He comes on each and every Tuesday, so he'll be back again. The movie took in more money again at the box office over the weekend, $27.8 million. This is an adaptation. How about that? That's pretty big. There is something about this whole ape thing that has people going ape for it. altogether over 1,005,000 dollars have been taken in so far in just a couple of just 2 weeks. It lures us in. It hooks us in. And then you look at some of the other movies that are out there, and you, I guess I'm kind of surprised. I like the whole Planet of the Apes deal, but there's a point where you just have to say no. You have to say no to the idea of it. And I think we talked about this, that there's been 7 of them. Oof, 7 is a lot. You go back to the original, it made sense. You can even watch it now, and I still... You would still probably get some grins. But now what they're doing, I'd have to say, just say no to Planet of the Apes until it's out on Redbox. Do the Redbox thing. That only costs you, no offense to the movie studios, that only costs you a buck and something. Or might, at the most, it's going to cost you like probably $2.99, something like that, right? All right, here's one more for you. And this, again, has to do with numbers, because remember, that's the whole idea of we can count. Sadly, this one has to do with Syria. We haven't talked about Syria a lot, but the death toll climbed again as they keep having military assaults on one of the port cities there, Latakia. They say the death toll in the Syrian tank shell reached 34 in that district. And the idea was crushing the protests against the president, al-Assad, and the Syrian Revolution Coordinating Union, that's what it's called, it's a grassroots group, said 6 people were killed, and that brings the death toll to 34. Ugh. And this is the worst part. A 2-year-old girl. You never know who the victims are until it's too late. 2 years old. So the crackdown, if you remember, started with the August 1st start of the Ramadan fast, when the nightly prayers became the occasion for more protest against years of Ba'athist Party rule. And this is another situation where it's not going to be solved anytime soon. And it's tough. You look at Syria, and Syria may be one of the worst of all. You have thousands of people that have fled some of those refugee camps in Latakia and just dodging the bullets and just leaving because the Syrian authorities, if you will, are saying, get out. Get out of here now. And that's what's happened. The group that I mentioned, the local coordination committees of that grassroots activist group, say that they had names of at least 260 civilians, including 14 women and 2 infants, killed this month. Boy, that death toll is just way too high, my friends.